This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A truck driver who killed 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018 has been convicted on 63 criminal counts.
The guilty verdicts were never in doubt. The gunman's own lawyers conceded at the beginning of the trial that their client, armed with an AR-15 rifle and other weapons, attacked and killed worshipers at the Tree of Life synagogue.
The verdict here demonstrates a level of accountability that hopefully will make people feel just a little bit better.
Oren Siegel, Vice President of the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism.
When there's accountability for hate and violence, that's always an important message.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Justice Department has found that Minneapolis police engaged in a pattern of police abuse against minorities. Attorney General Merrick Garland described the findings.
MPD officers stop, search, and then use force against people who are Black and Native American at disproportionate rates.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said the department does not take these findings lightly.
We will change the narrative around policing in this city. Out of the darkness and trauma our residents and our police officers have experienced over the last 3 years, we will emerge as a beacon of light for the rest of the world.
The report follows a sweeping 2-year civil rights probe. Perryton, Texas is cleaning up after severe weather tore through the town. KTVT-TV's Jason Allen is there.
Perryton's downtown area and local firehouse took a direct hit, but crews were still able to use their ambulances and trucks to reach people in need.
We've had some roofs blown off and some trees.
The deadly storm system also hit parts of Oklahoma with suspected twisters and powerful wind and hail.
At least 3 people were killed in Perryton. Government whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg has died. He leaked critical information about the Vietnam War. Here's CBS's David Martin.
Daniel Ellsberg started out as a true believer in the war, but he turned against it with a vengeance when he leaked the Pentagon Papers, revealing the machinations, doubts, and deceptions of the Kennedy and Johnson administrations as they slid deeper into the Vietnam quagmire. The leak was a bombshell, which led to a Supreme Court decision upholding the right of news organizations to publish the papers over the objections of the Nixon administration. Ellsberg might have gone to jail had a judge not dismissed the charges after operatives from the Nixon White House burglarized his psychiatrist's office.
Ellsberg was 92. President Biden in Hartford, Connecticut, has been praising the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which he signed into law last year, saying the work is far from over.
We are not finished. We are not finished. We are not finished.
This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Officials are investigating the death of a child on La Crosse's north side. A call came in about the child around 6:30 p.m. Wednesday. The La Crosse Police Department is investigating along with the Wisconsin State Patrol and Wisconsin Department of Justice. No other details have been released. The outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls opened today. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe that was discovered in the middle of last week. With most of western Wisconsin in drought, wildfire danger is now high, according to the DNR. Warm weather, low humidity, and drought are creating ideal conditions for fires to spread. So far this year, there have been 551 wildfires in the state and 43 wildfires this week. The total number for the year is about the same as where we were at 1 year ago, according to the DNR. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Civic Media Network, located here tonight in Madison, Wisconsin. It's Outside the Pizza Box. So that means it's Friday night, 7 o'clock. You're tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM or 1580 AM. Or you might even be, you know, like following us on Civic Media app. Download it, man. Got a lot of good programming. If you're sick of listening to Righty Whitey or corporate media, which is... Oh, my God, it was a tough week, I got to tell you. You know, but is anybody surprised to see that the deal that, you know, McCarthy struck with President Biden last week on, you know, the debt ceiling, and now they're backing out? Does everybody realize that? they're not going to hold to the deal that they just made, and I don't blame them. I mean, they got away with, you know, keeping us hostage all this time. They're going to do it again. And it has nothing to do with anything except what I just said. It's holding the entire country by the throat and squeezing the life out of democracy at the same time. Meanwhile, they continue their, you know, their scorched earth policy all across the country, every state. The ALEC playbook and all the, I mean, it's old school. These are all the old white supremacy dudes that, you know, built this platform for these guys. And we didn't do anything about it as a nation. And now, you know, you watch this. You can't turn on the... you know what? I just got my cable turned off on Monday. So I could switch it over from my mom's name because you can't do any of that stuff over the phone. You know, you got to send out a tech and change everything. Okay, whatever. I thought, you know, just change the name and send me the bill. But anyway, so Tuesday... get it hooked up. I turned it on. I'm not kidding. Like 10 minutes into it, I'm like, there's nothing on. There's nothing I want to see here. This is nonsense. None of it. It's like really bad pie filling, you know, like Hostess versus real strawberries and rhubarb out of your backyard pie. It's not healthy. And that, you know, along with dealing with my best friend who struggles with these issues and, you know, nothing I can do, right? Just ride it out, ride it out. You know how this stuff ends? Not well is how it usually ends. But that's the way the world is. Yeah, almost choking as much as you are on that smoke, which we'll talk about later. Because it was a brutal week on everything. It was the first time coming in here. Wow. I can look at the sun, and it actually, I don't want to look at the sun directly because it's not covered with smoke. I'd rather see the normal sun, even though this gets up to 80 and then goes down to 55 or 50 at night. And I don't know if 30 degrees every single night is normal for us. I don't recall that. It just seems to be very extreme, kind of like the way the world is right now. This political landscape that's just, it leads nowhere but disaster. So anyway, you know, Tuesday, I happened to turn on the TV and lo and behold, here we go. Oh, Trump's getting arrested in the rain today. Oh, this is big news. Wow, this is big news. But we don't get to see it happen. We have to wait till after the court proceeding when Trump, who wasn't handcuffed or anything else, by the way, the phone number here, if you want to participate, and I would challenge any righty-whitey to call me tonight, 844-967-2789. The minute afterwards, hey, he's outside just calling out everybody, you know, they're corrupt and all this is, these guys are fighting like this, you know, this is mob rules. Well, yes, that's the rules they're using on us, mob rules. And I don't mean just their followers. I mean, their tactics are I mean, all you got to do is look at Donald Trump compared to that Teixeira clown who stole documents and put them on social media, right? Put us at risk. You don't think Trump put us at risk with all the stuff? Hanging out with dictators, glorifying them all. Ooh, that was bad when George Conway said, I believe he's a good Christian man. Whoa! George, I think he might have just, you know, depending on what your belief is, George, you might have just bought 200,000 years of purgatory for that one. For no man can judge another man's heart, right? And certainly wouldn't want to judge a man by his actions. And clearly, words or actions, Donald Trump is like the worst scenario for a free nation. How do I know? Hey, you see the shirt I'm wearing? Man, it is like, this shirt I'm wearing is pretty, I don't even think you can sell or wear these shirts that it's 420 somewhere. Not in Wisconsin. We're freedom, Wisconsin. We're freedoms right across the border. Any direction you go. except for that little part of Iowa and, geez, we kind of close out Indiana. But Michigan is, yeah, you know, they're connected with the lake. Awful news for America watching this. You think this is going to turn out well? You know, Republicans back away from Trump. Then they try to normalize everything. Then they try to shift blame. And then they start telling lies. And people sitting at home watching every news media, every outlet playing that guy unabashed, saying whatever he wants to, replaying it. You guys built this monster, and you're gonna help him get out of this. He's not going to prison. Yeah, he might. I don't know if he'd strike a deal to not run for president and just kind of like shut her down. I don't think he'd agree to that either. I think we're going to be taken over by this Republican Party. I mean, they got all the right tools, right? You know, voter suppression. I mean, is it any surprise to people that the majority of the Republican Party is now made up of white, non-college educated people? You guys are a sorry lot of losers, let me tell you. and their crowd just seems to get bigger every day, because when you're allowed to speak the way Trump does, you know, because money is freedom of speech. That's how you get away with this nonsense, right? If the corporations hadn't, and the Supreme Court, without their help, of course, turned free speech into, you know, hey, money, you know, money's free speech. You got a lot of it, you're going to have a lot more speech than everybody else. And that's what Trump's use. And the corporate media, they love to do it. And they, man, it just makes me sick. It really does. I'm going to take a break and go to Mark in the sack.
Well, thanks, brother.
Yeah.
You got to have heart, though, like the old, from the old musical band Yankees. We got to have heart and face these guys down, because they're just a bunch of sniveling cowards, because they can talk real big and they talk real smart. And what you do is that they get in your face and make a threat toward you, you have them arrested. And it's time for Josh Cole to get off the dime and just arrest all the fake electors here in Wisconsin, anybody who is tangentially connected with it. And that includes Scott Fitzgerald and his little lackeys that apparently set up the meeting there back in and just when they all signed the fake electors document. And Ron Johnson, greet him at his doorway with their handcuffs and haul him away. I mean, it might be pushing the law, but then you just do it. You put the fear of God in them, and let them know that the law is going to come to them. I mean, that it is just disgusting. These guys, they seem to forget they have no problem with our economy and society pushing more and more toward what it was in late 18th century France, and they should remember what happened to the French monarchy at the end of the 18th century. Because it didn't turn out well, and if that's the situation they want, they're welcome to it. I'm not advocating for it, but and I might not say, well, you know, don't set up the gallows or anything like that. But I mean that these guys need to spend some serious jail time, because they're all oath breakers, and they need to be reminded of that.
Well, I appreciate the call, Mark, and the thought that our history would make a difference. But here's the thing. We're watching this live. It's not going to matter, I don't think. I don't think there's much anything we're going to do at this point. I know that if it is going to happen, it's going to be led by people that are, you know, young and hoping for a future. And too many other people are just going to sit on the side like that's allowed it to get to like this. But I don't think it's going to happen. And I know Josh Call's not going to. I mean, you know, one of my biggest problems with this two-party system is watching a centrist or moderate or pragmatic, whatever Democrats you want to call them. Pragmatic, what does that mean to me? That means, oh, we're not actually going to make a whole lot of progress, right? Pragmatic means, nah, we're just going to do that center up kind of thing. And everybody else can fight to try and get their way out of it. Yeah, send lawyers, guns, and money, Trumpy. But I really don't think it's going to matter. I mean, anybody else get the feeling that Trump's really nervous about all this? It takes just 1 out of 12 jurors to be a Trumper and say, nah, I don't think he's guilty.
Guns and money. Huh. Send lawyers, guns and money.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. Storm chances into the evening. Highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms still a possibility Sunday, mostly cloudy and low 80s. The heat kicks in for next week, near 90 by Monday. Right now it's 76.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Get to the point. In Wisconsin, you can't smoke a joint.
I played the wrong song for you, man.
Huh?
I played the wrong song for you.
That's all right.
I went out of order, my man.
Hey, you know, you got a lot more work to do than I do. I'm just like drinking my coffee. A lot of
plates to juggle.
Thinking about how many years I wasted and going, oh, geez, I wish I would have wasted more. Then I wouldn't have to witness all this stuff that I'm going to see before I die. Actually, I'm kind of glad. It's, you know, it's like that, you take all that stress and everything and you turn it into like you're in a movie. It's like a sci-fi. And Don't Look Up, all that stuff, right? Terminator, it's all coming together. I mean, seriously? Still dealing with the artificial intelligence, which started a long time ago, and all you have to do is just watch everybody in a like SUV going by or something, or even if it stopped, right? Everybody's sitting in the parking lot, and everybody's on their device. Every single person. Watching people walking down the street, just they don't care, man. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just getting old, and I'll go to Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hey, Pizza Box.
Yeah.
Okay, You mentioned Young, and I had a pretty good week. You know, I only gave Trump about 10 minutes of my time
right. This
week in skimming the headlines, okay? So what I did with my whole week was I was virtually in the courtroom in Montana where 16 young people are challenging, the state of Montana, you know, to provide them via their constitutional rights to a healthy environment and a stable climate. Phenomenal.
Wow. You went. That's right. You called and said something about it.
Yeah, just phenomenal. The expert testimony by the scientists and emotional testimony by the 16 young people. Just unbelievable. So next week it's going to wrap up with testimony by the defense, you know, that being the state. And then there's a woman judge. And then, boy, what a responsibility for her to, you know, determine the outcome of this. And then, you know, it may go on to, the Supreme Court. I don't know. But, that's what gave me hope because this is where it's going to start. You know, it's with the young people. You mentioned young before. So let's keep an eye on this. And if this case wins, it's going to be the first of, you know, many throughout the United States and actually globally. So let's keep an eye on the young people. They're energetic, they're creative, smart, you know, and they're not affected by our skewed values in this society.
No,
so, comments off the air.
Hey, awesome that you're there and participating. And there'll be a point somewhere down the road where I'm going to be mobile again. But I think we're going to have to activate, you know, Take Back Wisconsin for that to happen, so that it's not just me out there, and that it's a whole bunch of other people from all different parts of the state coming together to challenge these guys. Because you just saw what the weapons of mass corruption, I mean, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce did, right? It's a pretty good sign that I made for them back in 2011. WMC, yeah, Weapons of Mass Corruption, which is what it is. So, you know, free taxes, no taxes hardly for anybody that's huge and profitable and destructive to the environment. And it's a death trap. Why would anybody vote for that? Is it that you don't understand? I mean, are you challenged that much that you can't figure this out? That you've been, you know, hoodwinked by a two-party system that still, you know, tricks even, I don't know, a majority of Democrats to, you know, voting against their best interests when it comes to primaries or... And by the way, judges shouldn't be, you know, political. You know, women judges. Let's hope that the woman judge that Trump appointed in Florida doesn't get skewed by his greasiness. Because, you know, really, it's kind of funny that white supremacy bows down to a guy that's orange and greasy. You would think, wait, he's not colored, is he? Well, he kind of looks like it, man. I mean, orange, no doubt. I've had a really hard time, you know, making people understand that this is really going to show those of you that haven't been paying attention, 844-967-2789, that things are going to get worse before they get better. I mean, they are getting worse every hour. It's like, it's unavoidable at this point. This fire that blazes in Canada and the smoke that's, you know, causing people to... I mean, Minnesota had the worst air quality in the world yesterday. Oh, well, that's not good, because there's a lot of places where you don't want to be breathing their air. That you see them wearing masks and stuff, right? So it's kind of cool. Somebody's filming or took a picture out there of us doing a radio show. Thank you. Tell your friends. 92.7. Listen in. In about a minute, we'll be going to a break. But everywhere across the country, you look at what Republicans are doing. Do you think they had anything to do with Bud Light no longer being the number one beer? Yeah, man. Juneteenth. Those are all my favorite colors. I gotta tell you, I'm not, you know, like, white isn't my favorite color, even when it comes to skin. Which, I know it is that way for a lot of you other people are kind of obsessed about that. You spend all day in the sun and use lotions and lights and everything to try and make yourself non-white. Now that's white guilt. Heartbreak. We'll be back after this.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Robert Bowers is found guilty on all counts in the 2018 Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue mass shooting. KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller.
I was staring at the back of Michelle Rosenthal
both of her brothers were murdered inside the synagogue, and she looked like she was releasing tension that she's been holding for years.
A Department of Justice investigation determines that the Minneapolis Police Department has a history of racial discrimination that goes beyond the death of George Floyd.
MPD officers stop, search, and then use force against people who are Black and Native American at disproportionate rates.
At least three people died in yesterday's EF2 tornado in Perryton, Texas. More on Florida storms from CBS's Jared Hill.
Florida wet weather lashed the panhandle. Lightning lit up the sky.
Whoa!
In Pensacola, fire rescue officials say at least one person is dead after a tree fell on a home during the storm.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Good afternoon. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska, and here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. A pair of motorcycle crashes this week in Western Wisconsin in Barron County. The fifth fatality on their roadways happened Wednesday night, according to the Sheriff's Department. A 44-year-old Dallas man crashed into a deer while driving a motorcycle near Barron. He was flown to a hospital but died due to his injuries, according to a release. And in Eau Claire County, a man died after a motorcycle crash on the on-ramp to I-94 from Highway 93 in Eau Claire. 56-year-old Stephen Burnt of Oliva was taken to a hospital in Eau Claire after the crash, but he later died from his injuries. No other vehicles were involved, according to the Wisconsin State Patrol. And across most of western Wisconsin, well, we're in moderate drought, and that means now wildfire danger is high, according to the DNR. Warm weather, low humidity, and drought are creating ideal conditions for fires to spread. There have been 43 wildfires statewide this week so far. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Bass, don't you, Evil? Reminds me of Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. Yeah, go to jeffsguitar.com for the details. For all your guitar needs, brand new hand-built guitars, reasonably priced. Probably awesome, too. And, of course, a studio, music lessons, gift certificates, and puppies. Did I leave anything out, Evo? I don't think so. All right. So this smoke coming from Canada, I mean, this is like changing the weather, man. Every week, you can go there and you'll see, okay, this is what the forecast is. And then it's just going to shift a little bit because nobody knows where the smoke's going to be. Huh? I think that was the last caller there that tried to call in and must have hung up or what. Yeah, I know who it is because, see, we do things on Facebook. That's where, like, I do my Facebook notes and stuff. And then someone will say, hey, man, why don't starting next week, I will on my Facebook post that says, you know, hey, man, this is what's happening on the show tonight. I'll have the phone number on there. I'll have studio number for people that want to call and get punked if they're wrong about everything. Just kidding. So, hey, no, this is a different caller here. Let's go to Steven in Green Bay, who's probably experienced some of that smoke that I'm talking about. Are you there, man?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I definitely have. And it's not the smoke that you want to experience either.
No.
Unfortunately.
Think about everything, like wildlife, too. You know, all the birds, everything. The plants, the water, everything is just sickened by this.
Yeah. Well, this is what I wanted to say. Earlier, you were talking about the Republicans and voter suppression and them winning the election because of it. And that's actually something that I've been really afraid of, especially in the state of Wisconsin with the gerrymandered maps.
They've been winning for the last decade with that. Yeah, Wisconsin was the template for all this crap that goes on. It was generated by ALEC, the Legislative Exchange Council, right? Where they all get the playbook and they're all consistent on the radio, on the TV, in their state houses in DC, and they got people brainwashed, man.
Yeah, drinking the Kool-Aid.
So has it gotten any better in Green Bay?
Actually, surprisingly enough, Green Bay is a pretty red area. Brown County in general is a pretty red area.
Yeah.
But for the last two elections, Democrats have won pretty widely in Green Bay. So that should tell you things are maybe swinging in the right direction.
Well, you know what I'd like to say, and thanks, Stephen. But what I'm thinking is, and I hope the air, you know, continues to get better in Wisconsin because it was a lot better here today. I noticed. I don't know if it is there. That, you know, they care about the environment up north. A lot of people do. Right? They love nature. They love hunting and sporting in the wintertime, fishing. I mean, at some point, people have to wake up. This is like good versus evil, man. It's not like Republican versus Democrat because there's a lot of Democrats that I'm horrified by, right? How can they be in office? How do we let these two parties dictate who's going to be our president and who's going to be our representatives in D.C. Underneath the chosen president, which is what it is. You know, you don't believe me? Okay, you didn't see 2016, the Democratic Party just decide that, no, it's going to be Hillary. And if you don't believe me, don't start fighting with us again. Oh, you guys, you Bernie people, you cost us the election. The hell we did, okay? I keep telling people, I know a whole bunch of, just like the people I was talking about up in Green Bay, the outdoors type people, hardworking guys, you know, they use their strength to do some stuff that, you know, other people just weren't meant to do, right? Okay? And they were voting for Bernie. And then when, you know, when you get a snotty candidate that won't even come to your state to, you know, because you're the chosen one and, oh, she's the most, you know, qualified candidate we've ever seen, ever in the whole wide world. Please, man. Another Republican born and bred. And once a Republican, always a Republican. unless you get a radio show on this network after you quit being a Republican. No, there's people out there, right, that are just like, well, this is just nonsense. It's politics. And why do we let them play politics with our lives? And when I say lives, I literally mean that at this point. This world is completely unstable. And the only way to fix that is to nationalize and organize the laws of marijuana to work for everybody in this country. Instead of letting alcohol rule, except for there still are dry counties and states, if I'm not mistaken. You know, I always thought Utah was pretty, and there's like counties in the South that are like the, you know, the strong Baptists and stuff. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. But wherever there is that, there's some moonshine guys. So it doesn't make sense. None of it. There is no freedom in this country as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of people have a lot less freedom than I certainly do. That much I know. Because, yeah, man, I see people get in trouble for stuff and I'm like, wait, really? Are you kidding me? And yeah, that Teixeira guy, yeah, he's, you know, a white supremacy guy. Yeah, here's the thing. You know, if Trump were somehow to get reelected, right? He probably, I'll bet you he would like pardon that Teixeira guy who posted, you know, really critical information that puts a lot of people's lives at risk. Hey, I'll go to the air. You don't even have to answer. I know who it is. It's, hey, Jim, are you ready to talk? Give me a break.
Sure.
Cool.
I can
talk. Cool.
How you doing, Mike?
You know, considering, hey, listen, I posted a video this week of, you know, while I was like noticing that, oh, wow, I can look at the sun. That's really bad. I mean, it's either my eyes or that's a Canadian smoke again that's been going on for over a month. And here was this big painted turtle that I have never really seen a painted turtle stretch their neck out that far up. I've seen snappers do it. But anyway, as I'm getting closer, and it was a large one, oh, I noticed she had a huge crack in her shell from a different hit, which would explain why she stretched her neck out and making sure there's no cars. But she trusted me. And to see in the film, you know, I get it up close and you can see the turtle, you know, cocking its head to make eye contact with me. It's just awesome. And away she went. But go ahead. So I'm
that
doing all right.
Great video. Anyway, back to my friends, the Democrats, malfeasance. I'm a recovering Republican, voted Republican since Reagan's first term, but there were a few down ballot candidates I supported, like Senator Mike Allison in the state, because I knew him personally, and I always knew he had the state's best in his heart.
And that's why they got rid of him.
And I was like, well, he wanted to get there, yep.
Yes, they railroaded him right out. I mean, it was in a way it was funny, but then again it was sad because, like you mentioned, he was a guy that you could work with.
Yeah, exactly. Always had the same destination in mind. Took different paths to get there. Didn't always agree with his path, but that was okay because you knew you were going more or less in the right direction. But the Democrats. My friends, the Democrats,
oh,
I will never, ever forgive them. You're of an age. Do you remember back when we were 18, 19, 20, and the primaries were truly open primaries? You could cross and vote for the best candidate on any ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Democrats that got rid of that.
Well,
for that, I can't forgive them.
Well, exactly. I do remember a day, and you got anything else for me, Jim?
No, that was about it.
Well, that was a nice piece to add.
I wanted to bring that, you know, their malfeasance goes back a long ways.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now, the Republicans are so back crap crazy that, yeah, we got to vote Democrat because there isn't another choice.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim. And again, it's not, here we are. With Jim and I, it's not about being a Republican or a Democrat, obviously. Because we're not happy with either. And one of the reasons why I'm not is because when they talk about inflation, you know, both sides, all the media, man, this is just a ruse to keep hardworking people from reaching and achieving the American dream that they corporatized, right? It absolutely is. It disgusts me when we defend that, or when our legislators do, and you know they're out there that look. There were plenty of Democrats that didn't vote for the deal with between McCarthy and Biden because it's a bad deal. Because pragmatic, that's just another word for, well, you know, we can't help everyone. We can't go too far, which means you're not even going to start at the level where this needs to start with the people who need the help the most, who deserve it the most, and didn't create this situation for themselves. As human beings, we've miserably failed all across the planet. And there are a lot of good human beings, right? It just disgusts me that so many people are wrapped up in this materialistic, you know, be entertained all the time, convenience to the max, and we're just filling up the ocean and the air and the soil with human waste at all levels. I'm going to Joanne because I don't feel very good.
Oh, I feel sorry for you that you're not feeling good. You're making us feel good. Great show. I just got one comment that I'd like to make. We've got a lot of brothers and sisters out there who are delivery people, especially UPS drivers. And I've been worried about them. There could be a strike coming, but I'm especially worried about the working conditions of UPS drivers. Some of the trucks don't have air conditioning, and the poor people who have to drive these trucks are given tremendously difficult schedules and all of that. Some of the jobs are better than others because they have one of these sneaky two-tier systems that have some drivers making really good wages and others not. So that they will fight each other, but of course the UPS people are standing together. We may see a strike shortly. Just be kind to these wonderful lifesavers who are delivering our medicines and our vitamins and our flowers and all of that, because the amount of work they have to do in these summer months is absolutely tremendous. And of course, let's hope that whatever they dream for in terms of these strikes that are upcoming is afforded to them, because they certainly deserve great working conditions. So thanks again for this wonderful show that you put on every Friday night.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but we got a lot of work to do, Joanne, because it's not just those guys, is it? It's like everybody needs to do something about where we are right now. It's going to take action, civil disobedience, shutdowns. Stop using the people that are making your lives miserable to try and sustain yourself. It makes no sense at all. I will not use Amazon. Yeah, I'm guilty of having to use certain things, but it's not like I'm going out to buy these items that are manufactured in other countries and, you know, when you already know the outcome, but you just can't let go. That's where I'm at right now. It's like, I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to. I'm going to try and take this next call after the break. We'll see how I do.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you
and you could be me for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. Storm chances into the evening. Highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms still a possibility Sunday, mostly cloudy and low 80s. The heat kicks in for next week, near 90 by Monday. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Republicans knocking on my door, man. Just go back, man. I know where you're coming from. This is getting old. It's still CJ. I'm going to give you a little bit of airtime. Make me cringe, brother.
Hey, Mike. I did want to say, I know I was your first Mother's Day without your mom, and that.
Yeah, and their birthday just passed, too, on Prudy's birthday. But, I'm starting to, you know what, CJ? I rounded the corner, and I'm taking some of the strength that she had, and I'm going to try and move it forward before I go, because time is getting short, man. And even you and I may now experience some really horrific events that are already happening all across the world.
Well, you know.
Well, if you're, religious people, you know, the four horsemen, man, you know, and they grabbed the four corners of the earth, and they shook it. And, you know, pestilence and war and famine and hatred. Yeah. It's on.
Well, I worked one quick comment. I worked at UPS and between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And used to get paid to work out. Took on two guys unloading the semi by myself and would do it night after night and got paid to work out. It was pretty cool. But
yeah, I probably would have done it faster than you. I would have done it faster than you.
But they get paid pretty well.
Well, sure, but that's not, you know, hey, listen, legislators get paid better than just about all of us. Seriously.
Well, that's probably true.
Oh, it is.
But when you try to define Republicans, that's usually when I try to call you. And Republicans believe in forest management and control burns. And
no, they don't. Hey, hold on, CJ. Listen, back in 2012.
It doesn't happen.
But no, I got to tell you, Scott Walker and the Republicans took money out of that. You're not going to let me say that. Because you, and I agree that that's, yes, all this deadwood that's laying around here and then the healthy trees that are being cut down for human expansion. But you're missing it. The do not resuscitate under Scott Walker, took all the money out of that. And so did George Bush years ago on a national level, decided, no, we don't need to manage these forests the way we used to. We'll use that money for tax write-offs for rich people. How many decades are you going to watch this stuff?
It's the state's responsibility. And look at what Gavin Newsom was a failure. And you see devastation every year.
Goodbye. Devastation. Because, you know, it was Gavin Newsom that failed to stop the fires in California that were talked about by Jimmy Carter back in the, you know, don't be stupid on my show, man. You just, you know, so the reason why you must have gone after Gavin Newsom is because he made your Clan DeSantis look like a fool? Are you kidding me? Gavin Newsom, that's who I'd vote for president. And that's why don't be knocking on my door, dude. Seriously, you have no clue or concept of what's going on with climate change. You just, you shrug it off. These are the important things. Not whether Gavin Newsom said something that, you know, a little fire under you, he mismanaged those forests. You got no clue who's responsible for the damage that's been done during our lifetime, CJ. You know, I at least know which Democrats have. You defend everything the Republicans do, and you talk about, oh, they're responsible for taking care of forests and the roads, too, right? The Scott holes. You know, it's sad that you can't use all, you know, people can't use all their senses, their eyes, their nose, their sense of smell, their touch, to make decisions in life that are important. Instead, they're going to listen to ridiculous propaganda. I mean, look at some of the stuff going on here. Minneapolis police, who didn't know this? Oh, DOJ found out that, oh, they've got racist policies. Now, I'm sure to everybody in Minneapolis that's experienced it on a firsthand level is just totally insulted and probably laughed at that statement, even though it's not funny. But that's police departments all across the country. And there are some really awesome police departments. Dallas was one of the, took the lead on a lot of policy that, you know, hey, we understand, you know, the issues here. And they understood the mental health issues. And then you get expert people on that to go with you on calls. But no, see, that's the kind of stuff that the Republicans defund, CJ. You know, they want guys with guns. They want guys that want to go out and kill. And they want guys that are ready for January 6th again. And you want to call and try and spout off on Gavin Newsom, and that's why California, wow. Earthquakes too? You going to hold Gavin on that one? You know, climate change is a worldwide issue, and Gavin Newsom is not the one who supports policies, you know, like, you know, getting off fossil fuel and gases and, you know, just outrageous. So who didn't know that about Minneapolis police? And then, of course, you got, you know, these right-wing governors try to one-up each other on everything, right? Oh, go further and further. So Abbott decides that the college and university curriculum has to exclude diversity, equity, and inclusion in any of its courses or policies. You like that one too, CJ? White bread? Put a little butter on there next week and come back and I'll lay some honey on you again. Because it's just wrong for you to think the way you do. And no, I don't think you're a bad person, but, you know, you're not. I wouldn't say George Conway kind of comment against you like that. But, you know, missing the point is missing the point. And not having a clue is, that's why I decided to do this show. It's because I'm not going to play politics with people. Okay, so this isn't about raising money for either party or supporting. It's about issues, and it's about supporting policies by either party if the Republicans had any that, you know, had anything to do with helping people that really deserved it in this country. And we're down to 1 minute in the fastest hour in radio. So, you know, I'm sure I'll have more to talk about next week. yeah, there's all the leaves are brown and the sky is gray because there was a fire and it's blocking the sun and everything, but don't pay any attention to that. Mad Radio 92.7 FM 1580 AM right here in Solidarity Realty Studios. Huge 1 hour part of the Civic Media Network. And download the app, Civic Media app. You can also follow on Google, Apple. See you next week. Thanks, Evo.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.